Stand up in front of your computer. Strip naked, and then attempt a naked pirouette. Don't hesitate. Just do it. Did you do it? If you didn't do as I said, you can close this audio. If you did, you can answer me out loud with an enthusiastic, "Yes, mistress," and leave this audio open. You're still here. That means you did exactly as I commanded, not knowing who I am, with no explanation as to why you should do it, simply because I'm a girl. That tells me all I need to know about you. You're a doormat who's so eager to earn the attention of the opposite sex that you literally do anything for any of us without so much as a question. Slap yourself across the face 13 times, nice and hard. Now. See? You'll do anything for me, even though I'm a complete stranger. Kneel, and then bark like a dog 4 times. Who's a good doggy? Keep barking. You're a good doggy. Yes, you are. Such a good boy. Yes, you are. Stop barking, dumbass. Do you honestly think that any girl would find such pathetic behavior attractive? Let's see how much you're willing to do. Simply because a feminine voice commands it. You'll obey everything I say and answer every question with a yes, mistress. Understood? Good boy. Now, I know hearing a girl actually talk to you for a change is probably a very rousing experience. You're not allowed to touch your dick without my permission, no matter how erect it gets, or how it throbs. Got it? Good. Now sing Taylor Swift's Shake It Off while tickling your ballsack for 30 seconds. Pause the audio. Time yourself exactly. When you are done, press play once again. You did it! Well done. See, not only will you willingly give up control, you like doing it. You're the puppet, I'm the puppet master. Stand up but go all limp, and be suitably puppet-like. Imagine string attached to each ankle and each arm, and dance like a puppet for me, with each limb suitably floppy. Imagine I'm pulling your strings. Dance, puppet. Dance. Keep dancing, puppet. You're making mistress happy. Dance for me. So pathetic. No particular drive of your own, it seems. I can pull your hand up to your face, maybe smack it around a little, and drop it onto your dick. Who knows? Fucking hell. Okay, stop. I'm certainly glad that I'm never going to see you do that in person. I can only imagine how traumatizing seeing you dance around naked would be. In fact, let's play a little game. Subtract the number of inches your erect cock is from 10. For every number you have left, I want you to do 7 push-ups. Get to it, doggy. Pause the audio now and unpause it when you're done. Done? Good boy. I'm guessing you must have done quite a lot of push-ups. If you were too hopelessly unfit to do them all, you can punch yourself in the balls 3 times and apologize out loud to me in between every hit. Now, get a pen and some paper, and write, "I am mistress's worthless cunt slave." Write this out 215 times. Pause the audio, and do this now. I don't care if you get bored. Are you done? Good boy. It truly seems you'll do anything I say. In fact, why don't you get a permanent mark and write "worthless cunt" in nice, big, capital letters across your chest. Done. Now you can read that whenever you need a reminder of your place in life. Now, I want you to fetch a few things for me. Remember to crawl when fetching them. You are only my doggy, after all. Get me a can of baked beans. Make sure you open it. Fetch me some bananas. The more, the merrier. A bottle of ketchup. Some mayonnaise. And a bin. It doesn't matter if stuff is still in the bin. In fact, I'd prefer it if you left things in there. Pause the video and get as many of those things as you possibly can. Done? Good. Now place the bin in front of the desk where your computer is and stand in it. If it's gross, I don't care. You should thank me. It'll stop your house from getting as messy as you are about to get. Now, your obedience will truly be tested. Tip the entire can of baked beans over your hair. Now, prove you're truly my slave and do this for me. If you're not willing to do this, then stop listening right now and leave what little remains of your dignity, because things certainly aren't going to get better. Still here? Oh my God. If you're still here, then you're even more helpless than I expected you to be. I can't believe you'd willingly get yourself so messy just because I commanded it. You have absolutely no idea who I even am, and will almost, definitely, never fucking talk to me. Can you feel the cold beans dripping down from your hair, down your face, and down your body? Now rub the baked beans that haven't slid out of your hair in as though it's shampoo. Don't be afraid to mush them in there. I want it to be a nightmare to wash out. Work it in your hair as thoroughly as possible. You pathetic bitch. Now, I want you to take the bottle of ketchup and squeeze a fair portion of it all over your face. Go on. Feel the ketchup slide slowly down your face. Eyes, nose, lips, chin, and eventually some drops will likely fall down on your chest. Look at yourself. You're a fucking state. Actually, why don't you empty the entire contents of the ketchup bottle? Squirt it all over your body. Your chest, your dick, your balls, your legs, your arms, and your hair. And then rub it as though you're moisturizing your skin. Done. Good doggy. You must look even more disgusting than usual. Why don't you bark for me? To show your gratitude towards me for taking time out of your day to reduce you to this hopeless mess. You're welcome, doggy. Now in a second, I want you to pause this audio. When it's paused, you'll peel all the bananas you have and mush them all over your body. Your hair, skin, your pubes, anywhere. I don't care. I want you dripping with food. I want you to look like such a mess that nobody would doubt for 1 second that the bin you are currently standing in is the right place for you to be. You will look like the human garbage you are. Go on, pause, and do as I say. Done? Well done. I'm sure if your parents saw you now, they'd be so proud. Now, balance. The now empty banana peels on top of your head. I think they'll suit you. You're probably getting the hang of this now. All that's left now is the mayonnaise. In a second, you can pause the audio and squirt the entire contents of the bottle all over yourself. If it's in a tub, I'm sure you'll be able to scoop it out with your hands. Either way, make sure you're plastered in mayonnaise as well as all the other food items. Pause now, slave. Congratulations! You're now a piece of trash! Take a look at yourself and appreciate for a moment what you were willing to turn yourself into just because some girl willed it. Why don't you take a photo of yourself to remind yourself of what any girl is capable of having you do? Don't worry. There's no way in hell I'm going to ask to see it. You can just keep it as a reminder of your place. Now, for the truest test of your submission. Very soon, the audio is going to end. You will be left with no incentive to complete this upcoming command, which I promise is both very boring and pointless. It will make absolutely no difference whether or not you obey. You will receive no reward or validation, but I want you to do it anyways, just because I say so. Stay standing in the bin. Close your eyes. With one hand, stick a finger up your ass. Place your other hand on top of your head so it's resting on all the banana peels and various other things you've got stuck in your hair. Stay in this position, remaining as physically still as possible. You are a statue for me. And now that you're still, start counting. Out loud. And don't stop till you've reached 1,234. In fact, why don't you moan the numbers like the world's most pathetic whore? Go on. 1, 2, 3. Keep going. Aren't you a good boy? Yes, you are. Such a good boy. I think I'm just gonna leave you there, moaning numbers out loud. A slimy, smelly fucking mess, dripping with ketchup, mayonnaise, baked beans, and mushed banana. Standing naked in a goddamn bin with your eyes closed, finger up your ass, hand on your head, standing completely still. What's funny is you did all this and I didn't even let you touch your silly little willy even once. Whilst you're counting, I want you to think about something. The only reason you're in this ridiculous predicament is because an internet stranger thought it would be funny. And this stranger just so happened to have boobs and a pussy. That's literally all it takes to completely strip you of your dignity. One girl who's willing to take the time to actually talk to you. Bye! You really found this?
What the fuck kind of whore are you? Following every goddamn utterance of mine to the T.
I had told you that there was no incentive to what you have done.
But you fucking did it.
I'm damn proud. Go shower, you worthless piece of shit.